Thank you. My name is Spike Cohen. I don't recall the First Amendment coming with a 3-minute time limit, but that's okay. I shouldn't even need that long. I'm here to speak on behalf of Erica Brown and Be Kind, Be Great, and all of the other residents of your community who are out helping people as they're being told by the city government that there's a problem with that. We've heard, Howard, you were one of them, we've heard some of you on the news saying that they're creating a hazard and that they're making a mess. And yet, when Be Kind, Be Great goes out and feeds people, they leave the place cleaner than they found it. You called them a nuisance. I don't think a person helping another person and giving them food is a nuisance. I think when someone shows up and lies about them and threatens them with fines or jail time, I think that's a nuisance. Now, what wasn't mentioned in your declaration about the plan that you're offering, what you didn't mention is it comes with fees. So you're now telling people who out of the goodness of their own heart are trying to help members of your community in need that before they can spend a single penny to give a single morsel to someone who needs it, they got to pay you off first. Now, I don't think the single one of you outside of your capacity as a government official, I don't think a single one of you, if you were on the other side of this dais, would dare to go out there to someone who's feeding someone else and say, this is a nice little charity you got here. Be a real shame if something were to happen to it. Maybe if you do it the way I tell you to and you give me a little piece of it, I'll let you keep doing it. And maybe if not, we'll have some trouble. I don't think a single one of you would do that. I don't think any of you are sociopaths. I don't think any of you are protection racketeers or mobsters. I think what happens is you get on that side of the table and you tell yourself that you're just doing your jobs. Well, if that were actually true, then your jobs are objectively evil. You should quit them and find something better to do. I don't think that's your job. I think you can choose to do your job differently and treat them with the same level of respect that you treat them with on this side of the table. And so what I'm here proposing, and this might sound crazy, is for you to act on that side of the dais as you would on this side of the dais and let people help people who are in need. Whichever you choose, I'm going to make sure, as I do in cities across the country, that millions of people know what you chose. I hope that the thousands upon thousands of those who contact you about it will be congratulating you on choosing to be a hero and not giving their thoughts on you instead of being a nuisance. See you soon.